It's hard to find something that's exactly right. I mean, in any area, I think. You know, even a restaurant that's terribly good might well have something about it that's small, minor, but irritating. Somebody might be very good at doing something for you, but one particular aspect of the way in which they do it doesn't suit you. So, in general, my approach is you kind of have to put up with it, really, and just always take the bigger picture. If you wait for something to be 100% absolutely perfect, then you might be waiting a long time, and it's a very distracting issue to have. But this morning I have been trying out a new Twitter, what's it called? A new Twitter client? A new way of doing Twitter anyway, a new platform. And it's called Slices for Twitter. And it was sent to me by Noel Costello, a local friend in Glenmire. And I hadn't heard of it before, and I think he found out about it via the Cult of Mac, which is a website very useful for finding out new things that are coming out. So I've been trying out this, or I am trying out today, Slices for Twitter. And the first thing about it is that it's free, and that's good, and you wouldn't expect to have to pay for it in this day and age. But you can pay about 5 euros to get yourself an advert-free version. And 5 euros, relatively speaking, is expensive for an app in my world. There are apps that are an awful lot more expensive, but it is expensive. So I treat it as a fairly big decision about whether or not to buy the advert-free version. Anyway, I wouldn't feel like on the first day of trying out something going and committing myself to the advert-free version. But this is a problem. This is a problem because I'm trying out Slices for Twitter with the advert version on it. And the way it works is that across the bottom of the free version, there's a banner which is an advert. And if you're not careful, you hit the button to take you to an offering from somebody who's trying to sell you an app or something. And that's basically the kind of advert it is. And it's just glaringly hitting me in the face all the time. And I'm saying to myself, I don't like it, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that I'm continuously hit by an advert. I mean, it just doesn't suit me to have an advert distracting me from the content I really want to see, which are the tweets that people are sharing and the links that they're sharing. Now, it's a bit of a shame because Slices for Twitter is otherwise, one, it's very beautiful. I mean, it's in the sort of, in the school of apps that are have been designed well. They have there's a great pleasantness for the eye. And that appeals to me. I currently use two apps for Twitter. One is when I'm on a desktop, I would use Hootsuite. And when I'm on a mobile phone, I use Osfura. Sometimes I use Hootsuite mobile, but I have a difficulty with that has stopped me using it, so I've gone back to Osfura. So I'm wondering what to do. I think I'm just going to keep on using Slices for Twitter during the day today. It offers a feature that I haven't seen before, which are slices, which are different from lists. And it is possible to find your lists there. That bothered me at the beginning. I thought, where am I going to find my Twitter lists? Because I do all my tweeting from lists. In other words, I think, right, I'm going to tap into what's going on in North America, or what's going on in Cork, or what's going on in even in Glenmire, and I'll see the tweets that are coming from people in those places, and I'll mentally connect in with that rather than having the whole lot jumbled up together in one timeline. But you can find lists on Slices for Twitter. I opened up one slice. This is a way you put people, cluster people together into a slice. I can't pretend to have fully understood what this notion of a slice is, but I opened up one which I labeled collaborators. Now, maybe I'm using it in an odd way. There are slices you're provided with already predefined slices, and there's science and technology, and there's one for business, and truthfully, I can't remember what the other slices are, but I haven't got my head around who are the people whose tweets I would see in the slice. So I suppose I just really want to share with you the fact that there's a new way of doing Twitter on the block, and be very keen to know if anyone else is trying it out as well. Thanks very much for listening on this Monday morning.